Good morning, I'm Ed Heisted with this Beach News Update. Florida Representative Debbie Mayfield won the Republican primary for Florida Senate District 19, securing 60.81% of the vote. Mayfield, who previously held the seat before term limits, defeated three challengers. She now faces Democrat Vance Arons in the June 10th general election. The seat was vacated after Randy Fine resigned to run for Congress. Speaking of which, the state of Florida held a special election Tuesday to fill the congressional seat left open by now National Security Advisor Michael Waltz. State Senator from Brevard County and Republican congressional candidate Randy Fine said early yesterday he expected a decent voter turnout.
The important thing is for those who agree with President Trump, who support the Trump agenda. My opponent is endorsed by Bernie Sanders.
Florida Congressman Mike Haradopoulos.
The Democrats have truly flooded the zone, spending over $10 million in a very short period of time on a nasty negative campaign with the typical lies about Social Security and Medicare. Fortunately, led by President Trump and the entire Republican team, we have now had the positive message out there about Randy Fine. It affirms that the president's message is resonating, and even when the Democrats throw a lot of money at us, we win.
President Trump has promised to roll out more tariffs today.
President Trump has been referring to today as Liberation Day, saying the move will free the U.S. from a reliance on foreign goods. He says that means reciprocal tariffs to match those that other countries charge on U.S. products. The White House says it expects to raise $100 billion in revenue per year from the tariffs.
This Beach News Update is brought to you by the Friendly Home Buyer. They buy homes in any condition. A-plus rated on the Better Business Bureau. No closing costs, no commission. Call the Friendly Home Buyer at 321-441-4000. That's 321-441-4000. Now more music with McKay in the Morning. I'm Ed Heisted on 98.5 The Beach.